accepted under any circumstances to come back to face the people she had known in Rome. Now, of course, Rome is necessary to me, and I was already pining to be back at my work, so there was one obvious cause of separation. Then again, her old father turned up at the hotel in London, and there was a scene, and the whole thing became so unpleasant that, really, though I missed her dreadfully at first, I was very glad to slip out of it. Now I rely upon you not to repeat anything of what I have said. My dear Kennedy, I should not dream of repeating it. But all that you say interests me very much, for it gives me an insight into your way of looking at things, which is entirely different from mine, for I have seen so little of life. And now you want to know about my new catacomb. There's no use my trying to describe it, for you would never find it by that. There is only one thing, and that is for me to take you there. That would be splendid. When would you like to come? The sooner the better. I am all impatience to see it. Well, it is a beautiful night, though a trifle cold. Suppose we start in an hour. We must be very careful to keep the matter to ourselves. If anyone saw us hunting in couples, they would suspect that there was something going on.